It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to learn all about the number 16. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find a pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. And remember tonight, write neatly, and I'll write neatly too. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color first. Okay, if you look at the top of your page, you're going to see some fish. We're going to color those fish. Let's find an orange crayon. We'll make them orange fish or gold fish. And let's color all of the fish orange. Go ahead and start coloring. And while we're coloring, I am going to count to 16. And I just want you to hear me count to 16. I'm just going to practice counting to 16. If you already know how to count to 16, you can count with me. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 16 comes right after 15. So if I started at 10, which is what I love to do, I'll say 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Now I'll say 15, and I want you to say 16, because that is what comes next. So I'll say 15, you say 16. 15, 15, one more time. 15, yeah, 15, 16. It's right after 15. 15, 16. And 16 is what we're working on today. That's going to be our number of the day, or at least for the next 15 minutes or so while I'm working with you. I have finished coloring my orange fish. I'm going to put my orange crayon down. I'll give you about 3 more seconds to finish that up. 3, 2, 1. Please put down your orange crayon. Now, friends, let's take our finger. I hope you brought a finger with you today. And let's touch the fish and count them. Ready? Touch the fish. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We have 10 fish. Now you should see some sea stars. We see some sea stars. I see them. Do you see them? Okay, let's color those purple. Find a purple crayon and let's color those purple. So we have 10 goldfish or 10 orange fish. And now we're coloring some sea stars. Can you guess or count while you're coloring? How many sea stars are in this picture? How many do you think we're coloring? Can you count them while you're coloring? Or we can wait till we're finished coloring. We know we have 10 orange fish. We know our number for the day is 16. So it's going to be 10 and something else, which will make us have 16. Because it's going to match our number, right? So I'm almost finished coloring my sea stars. I hear you all thinking about how many sea stars we have, and we're going to figure it out. I'm all finished coloring my sea stars. I'll give everybody about 3 more seconds. 3, 2, One, let's count the sea stars. Use that finger that you brought today. Let's touch the sea stars and count. One, two, three, four, five, six. So 10 orange fish and six sea stars. Let's count the whole thing. We're going to count the goldfish. We won't stop, and we'll keep counting until we've counted the goldfish and the sea stars. Ready? Use that finger. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. So 10 fish and 6 stars makes 16. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Yes. All right, find a green crayon and scoot over next to the sea star. You're going to see the number one and the number six. Well, when you put that together, it's the number 16. Let's color the one green, just the one. This is the part where you listen. Just the one. Put down your green crayon. Let's color the six red. So a one and a six makes 16. When you write the one and then the six, you're writing the number 16. One, six. Now, next to the six is the word 16. Sixteen. Let's circle that word. Circle that black word. Six. Use your red crayon and circle it. All right, 16. Put down your red crayon. Now let's look at our page where there are some sand buckets, or we could call them pails. Let's color those blue. Let's color the buckets blue. And we're just going to have those polka dots be blue too, because we don't have a lot of time to make different colored polka dots. Maybe when you're done, but right now, I don't have time for you to go in and around. We just want to do a quick kind of coloring and counting to 16. So let's count to 16. Remember, that's our number for the day. And let's practice counting to 16 together. We'll start at one. We'll go all the way to 16, and let's whisper while we're coloring our blue pails. Ready? Begin. One, two, We are very sneaky. We are very good whisperers. I am almost finished coloring all of my pails. Take about 5 more seconds to finish yours. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Please put down your blue crayon. Now let's color the shovels red. Any kind of red will do. Let's color the shovels. All right, so we can count to 16. Now let's do what I love to do. Let's start at 10 and count to 16. So we'll say 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Nice. All right, let's do this. Let's start at 12 and count to 16. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Comes right after 15. I say 15, you say 16. 15, 15. Good. All right, take 3 more seconds for those red shovels. 3, 2, 1. All right, take out your finger. We're going to count the buckets and the shovels. Touch and count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Boys and girls, once again, we had 10 buckets and then 6 shovels. So 10 and six more make 16. Now scoot over across from the shovels. You're going to see a bunch of numbers. See those numbers? Let's use our blue crayon. Let's use our blue crayon to circle every time we see the number 16. Circle it with your blue crayon. Go ahead and begin. Start looking for the number 16. Circle it with your blue crayon when you find it. Remember, 16 is the number 1 and 6 together. Look for the number 16. Circle it with your blue crayon. There are 7 that say the number 16. You should find 7. So count your circles and see if you've got 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I do. Do you? All right, let's move down. We have 10 frames. Let's look at our first 10 frame. It's filled. That means there are 10 in there. Let's color the circles or the counters green. In the first 10 frame, get your green crayon. Let's color the first counter. 1, scoot over, 2, 3, we're just coloring the circles, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Put down your green crayon. Let's find our pink crayon and let's color the rest. So we were on 10, now we say 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. There we are. All right, put down your pink crayon and find your pencil. Here we go. Look at the dice. Do you see the dice? There are 4 of them. Let's count the dice and see if we get 16. We're going to count the dots on the dice and see if we get 16. Let's do it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Circle all the dice. Make one big gigantic circle. Circle all those dice. Okay, scoot over. Let's count the pencils. Ready? You might want to cross a pencil off as you count it because these are kind of crowded. You know, make a little dot or a little mark on each pencil while you count it. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Scoot over. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Nope, that's not our number. All right, scoot over to the dominoes. Let's count those. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. No. So only the dice had 16. That's it. We only drew a circle around the dice. Wow. That was the only one. All right. Now, if you look down, you're going to see the number 16. We're going to practice tracing it and writing it. Let's take our pencils and trace the number 16. Trace the 1 and the 6. 16. Scoot over, trace the 1 and the 6, 16. Move over, 1, 6, 16. Now move over and write it by yourself. 1, 6, 16. 1, 6, 16. 1, 6, 16. And the last time, 1, 6, 16. Okay, look at the next row. It starts at 10 and goes to what? Yes, it goes to 16. I mean, why wouldn't it go to anything else? Hello, we're working on the number 16. All right, here we go. Get your pencil out. We are going to trace and say the number that we're tracing. Ready, begin. 10, 11, 12, I'm just scooting along and tracing. 13, what's going to be next? 14. What will be next? 15. If I say 15, you say 16. That's our last one. And it's our number of the day. All right, boys and girls, I want you to practice counting with me to 16. One more time. We're going to practice and say it as fast as we can. On your mark. Get set. Go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. One more time as fast as you can. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. What comes after 15? 16. I say 15, you say 16. 15, start at 10. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Boys and girls, that was awesome. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.